Myself, and I know you all know me. Most of you, I guess I'm your pastor and been your pastor for a while, and y'all have heard this before, most of you, but I'm going to start this way for a reason. And so if y'all give me just a moment of your time, I want to read something to you that I have written down. Growing up, my dad always taught my sister and I the importance of the Bible. He told us never to show disrespect to the Word of God, and he would read it to us every single night. However, despite my dad's influence, my family never faithfully attended church during my childhood. Every once in a while, we would try a new church, but my mom would quickly find a reason one way or another why we couldn't keep going there. At one time, we attended a large Presbyterian church right here in Knoxville, and we went there for several months. And one day, while I was just maybe 6 or 7 years old in Sunday school, we were in a Sunday school class there with other kids our age, and the teacher asked us, she said, "Who wants to go to heaven someday?" Now, there's never been a group of kids that wouldn't raise their hand and say yes to that. And so sure enough, me and all the other kids that were there, we raised our hand and we said, "Yeah, we want to go to heaven." And she never really gave us the gospel, never told us about Christ. She simply told us to bow our heads and pray, and she prayed with us. And she said, "Lord, I want you to save these children." And we all lifted our heads. She looked at each one of us and she said, "Now you're saved." But the truth of the matter was, I was still lost. And I knew the truth. My dad read the Bible to us. He talked to us about the Lord. He even prayed with us. But for some reason, that confused me for several years. When I got to be about 13 years old, my mom and dad let me know that they were going to be getting divorced. I remember I was distressed. I didn't realize this could even happen to somebody like me in our household. And yet, months went on and drug on, and finally, when the divorce was final, my mom moved away and I married another man. And shortly after that, the first thing my dad did with us was he took us to my grandparents' church, an independent Bible-believing Baptist church. When we got there, immediately, Brother Jim Whitson began preaching the gospel, and whether he knew it or not, he was preaching it to me. I had told my youth director, I had told my family, I had told him, I had told everybody that I was saved and going to heaven, but I knew in my heart that that hadn't saved me back there as a kid. And I would go, every night I'd go to bed and lay my head down, and I would envision myself standing before the Lord trying to give an answer for my sin, and I had none. I would picture what it would be like, and I would imagine what it would be like to be in hell and know I was never going to be able to get out. And no matter what I did, I could not get rid of those thoughts. And week in and week out, my pastor would preach the gospel to me, but I would keep saying, "Well, I can't go forward. I can't say anything. I can't do anything. They'll know I wasn't telling the truth. I mean, I've already told them. They already think I'm saved. And I mean, I can't go back on that now." And yet I knew I wasn't saved. Finally, one night as I lay in my bed, I suppose it was probably about 11 o'clock, maybe even midnight. I'd been laying there for some time. Those thoughts began to flood my mind again. Judgment and hell. And it was as though finally, you know, I'd heard that message. Remember, it was a Sunday night. I remember where the preacher had preached that Jesus Christ died for my sins, that He rose again so that I could have everlasting life. And it was the strangest thing. It was like I suddenly realized how simple it was. And there in my bed, without anybody else around, I simply prayed. And I said, "Lord, I don't want to go to hell when I die, but I know that's where I'm going. And I know I deserve to go there. But I said, Lord, I know You died in my place, and I know You're alive right now and You hear me. I'm asking You to save my soul and give me a home in heaven." And can I tell you, I don't know how to describe it. Fireworks didn't go off. Angels didn't descend into the room and sing. Nothing like that happened. It was quiet. It was silent. There was no big boom or anything like that. But in my heart, I instantly knew the Lord had saved me. And I still know He saved me today. The reason I'm telling you this is because our lesson this morning is titled "The Power of a Testimony." The truth is, and I know I've said this in our church before, but some of you maybe haven't heard of it. Some of you need to hear it again. We get this idea sometime that if we're going to win souls, if we're going to tell others about Christ, then we have to have all kinds of training and all kinds of knowledge. And, well, I just don't know enough Bible to tell them about Christ. Or, well, you know, I'm not sure enough to be able to tell somebody about Christ. All those things are secondary. Do you need to know the Bible? Yes, you should know the Bible. Do you need to have, you know, a life that goes along with your testimony, living for the Lord? Absolutely, that's important, but that's secondary. The number one thing that you have going for you as a believer in reaching others for Christ is your testimony. The thing is, you can lead somebody to Christ right after getting saved. You may not know a verse of Scripture, you may not have anything memorized whatsoever, but you know what the Lord did for you. Amen? You know what the Lord's done for you. When the Apostle Paul would go to churches and when he would write these letters, if you read through the New Testament, you read through the Pauline epistles, the book of Acts, you're going to find that several times when Paul would start to give the gospel, he didn't immediately jump in and say, Isaiah 53 says, you know, Psalm 22 says. He didn't jump in there and start. You know what he did? He said, I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews, born of the tribe of Benjamin, of the chosen people. As far as the law goes, I was a Pharisee, the strictest sect of the law. If anybody had any measure of personal righteousness, it was me and my people. He said, but I realized I was lost, and I counted all these things but lost that I may win Christ. It wasn't enough to save me. I needed Jesus to save me. You say, what did he do? He gave his testimony. He told them how the Lord had saved him there on the Damascus Road. And so here's what I want you to do. Some of y'all are not going to like this part. This is going to clear out the herd a little bit, probably for next week. But here's what I want you to do. This class, as we do these, we're going to have homework assignments. When was the last time? Some of y'all hadn't had homework in decades. But we're going to have homework assignments. Now, most of the time, these homework assignments are going to be evangelistic verses that we're going to memorize. Short verses, nothing long. We're not going to make it too difficult for you. And we're not going to grade you. And we're not going to, you know, take you out back and whoop you if you don't do it. But we want to encourage you to know some Bible. But for this first lesson, I'm not going to do that. For this first lesson, I have one assignment I want to give you for next week. I want you to either go home, get on a computer. If you don't have a computer, if you don't want to use it, go home, get you a piece of paper and a pencil. And I want you to take one page, and in less than one page, preferably 11-point, 12-point font, something like that, I don't know. I want you to write out. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on a piece of paper. You can do it on a pad of paper. You can type it on the computer, whatever you want to do. I want you to condense down your testimony and write it out. This is as much for you as it is anybody else. Because here's the thing. When you're witnessing to somebody, telling them about Christ, you may not get 20 minutes to do that. You may get 3 minutes to do that. And so it's important that you're able to get it across to them, and do it in a concise way. Does that make sense to everybody? Do it in a very simple way. And so I had to do the same thing. I got off of it a little bit, but I typed out. I tried to leave out some of the details, some of the filler, but get it down where I could very quickly and efficiently tell somebody how I came to know Christ. Now, here's what it needs to have. If you got something to write down, you can do this. If not, we're going to put this online so you can still get a hold of it, or you can come ask me about it later. Your testimony needs to have three things. Why I needed to be saved. Now, that doesn't mean we don't go in glorifying, you know, oh, I was a drunkard and I was out on drugs in the street and I was taking this particular drug. You know, you hear testimonies like that. You don't need to go and tell everybody every dirty, rotten thing you ever did to give a testimony. But you do need to say, I was lost. I was counting on my religion to save me. I thought I was pretty good, but I wasn't. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You need to show, this is why I needed to be saved. In addition to why you need to be saved, your testimony needs to say, this is how I met the Lord. These are the circumstances. This is where I was. This is, maybe if you know what day it was, hey, that's great. I actually don't know that, but I know where I was. I know what happened, amen? So you can describe, here's the setting. Here's what happened when I met the Lord. And then it's important to tell them, this is what the Lord did for me. And you may not know everything the Lord did for you. Some of you, you've been saved a long time. Some of you, not that long. But here's the thing. Do you know He saved you? What did He save you from? Saved me from hell. He saved me from sin, right? He saved me from the curse of the law, the Bible says. There's all kinds of... He saved us. He saved me from my sins. He saved me from going to hell. I was born again. You can tell them what happened. I was born again into God's family. I was forgiven for my sins. There's all kinds of ways to state that, but you do want to say in your testimony, this is why I needed to be saved. This is how I got saved. I trusted Jesus Christ, and this is what He did for me when I trusted Him. That's the simplest way to put a testimony. Everybody got it? So that is simply what we want. And then what we're going to do is I want everybody to find someone, whether it be in here or this week in the church or something. Maybe it can be your spouse. Well, I guess it can be your spouse. But get you a partner, and here's what we're going to do, and this is what's going to really weed us out next week. I want you to bring it with you next week, and we're going to read it to our partner. Not to everybody. I'm not going to make anyone stand up here and do it, but I want you to tell one person privately how the Lord saved you. Can you do that? Here's the extra credit. I'm also trying. We have a Facebook page, Ball Road Baptist Church, and we have a website, ballroadbaptist.com. We're going to put these lessons on there, but also I realize, whether you like it or not, there's a great social tool, and it's a great tool to be able to put the gospel out and reach people. If you want to this week, one way you could do this is to type out your testimony. Like I said, make it short. And if you have the capability of doing this, if you know how to do this, you could post it online for those who know you to see. And what I want this to do is I want this to get people knowing you don't have to know everything about the Bible to witness to people. And I want you to be able to confidently and boldly tell those around you, this is how the Lord saved me. Everybody good? All right, let's pray. I'll let y'all go. I don't know how long it went, but I think we kept it pretty short. Father, I thank You so much for the chance to be in this class. I pray, Lord, that these lessons would be a blessing and a help, that, Lord, they would help us to be able to lead more souls to Christ and to more effectively lead souls to Christ. Lord, help each and every one that's here this morning, Father. I pray that You would use their testimony to be able to reach souls and to reach their family members, their friends, and their neighbors that are all around them. And, Lord, just give us fruit for our labor, for we ask it in Jesus' name for His sake. Amen. Amen. All righty.